Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Dalet, Psachim 104a, pagination page 207, but we'll start from the facing page, Psachim Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, 103b, pagination page 206. Continuing in the story of Rava and Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, counting up from the bottom of the page, about 9 lines, Posach v'omar. He began and said, and this is the Havdalah which he recited. Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, Hashem separates from the holy to the weekday, ben Or l'choshech, from light to darkness, ben Yisrael lo'amim, between Klal Yisrael and other nations, ben Yom HaShvi l'sheshes yimei HaMasa, between the seventh day of the week to the 6 days of work. So he made 4 statements. Amalei, lomalach kulei hai. So Rav Yaakov Bar Abba asked him, why do you go to such great lengths to mention so much during your Havdalah? B'amar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, all you have to do is say, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, Zui Havdalah of Rav Yehuda Hanasi. And that's the Havdalah of Rav Yehuda Hanasi. So that's all you have to do, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol. And in fact, that abridged Havdalah is something that we use, for example, if a person can't recite Havdalah at that time, and wants to be able to do malacha, so they'll say, Baruch Hamavdo ben Kodesh l'chol, blessed is he who separates between the holy and the weekday, and that becomes the abridged Havdalah until they're able to say the actual Havdalah on the wine or grape juice. But in any case, he asked, if there's such a Havdalah, so why do you have to say more? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi felt that that was sufficient. Omalei, so Rava answered him, Anakaha Sevira Lei. I hold like a different statement. Dom Rablazam Rabbi Oshia. Hapoches, a person who wants to say small, limited, lo yifchos mi gimel. He shouldn't do less than 3 items of separation, which he's going to explain. That's what I did. For Hamosif, and if you want to add on to it, you want to do a long Havdalah, lo yosef al zayin. You shouldn't do more than 7 itemizations of separation. Omalei, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba asked him, v'hamar lo t'lasa omar v'lo sheva komar, top line of Kuftalid. You didn't do 3, you didn't do 7. I counted, you did 4. Omalei, and he answered him, Ivra, you have to analyze what I did. When I say between the 7th day of the week and the 6 days of work, that's not a division. I'm not listing something that's hamavdil. That's simply me'in chasima. It's part of the conclusion of the bracha, and I'm finishing off the bracha. That's not one of the items that I was listing in the text of the bracha. Taisvis, the top Taisvis, makes a fascinating observation. The original wording would seem to indicate that you shouldn't do less than 3, you shouldn't do more than 7, but one would think that you could do anything in between. For example, we find in the Gemara Brachas, a person who's davening shouldn't go shorter than Moshe and shouldn't go longer than Moshe, so to speak. It's like an expression. But obviously you could do anything in between. Moshe did a real short tefillah for Miriam, Kelna Refan Allah, and he also did very long tefillah. So you could do anything in between, as long as you're not shorter or longer than Moshe, so to speak. So over here it says not to be shorter than 3 or longer than 7. Well, then what's the kasha? You thought he did 4. Until he answered his answer and said that the 4th one is really part of the conclusion, fine, but what was the question? There's nothing wrong with doing 4. 4 is a number, not less than 3, and not more than 7. Look at the top Tosfos. Umar lo t'lasama v'lo sheva kama, you didn't do 3, and you didn't do 7. Umistama, it must be, O Gimel O Zion Tiknu, either 3 or 7 is the way you understand this statement. Keneged Shum Davar, it must be that it corresponds to something. Shalo Lifchos O Lahosif, not to add and not to detract. Kideomar Batcheles, just like there's a Gemara in Menachos that says you shouldn't be less than 7 because it corresponds to the skies, the heavens, the incremental levels, and a person shouldn't do more because than 13, because 13 would include the in-betweens, the 6 in-betweens. In other words, it's a precise number. We find that also, just like we're describing by Havdalah, according to Tosfos, that has to be either 3 or 7. So we find that the Tur, when he describes Shmona Esrei, he describes that each bracha has a certain number of words that is precise for that bracha. And presumably, if someone has a different minig, so I'm sure the Ari HaKadosh would explain why the number of words is appropriate according to the other nusach. But it's a very precise number. When it says lo yifchos v'lo yosef, it doesn't mean anything in between is acceptable. And that's exactly why he asked. You did 4. You didn't do 3. You didn't do 7. And he asked for an explanation. The explanation again was that the fourth one was part of the conclusion. Let's move along to a line that's just below the middle of the page. The first words on the line are Ho'amuros Batorah, then's the word Meisvei, and then we begin. The Gemara here will explain what 7 you would be allowed to do if you wanted to have the longer Havdalah. Seder Havdalos Heyach. How does Havdalah work? Omer Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lechol. You identify the division between Kodesh and Chol, that's number 1. Bein Or L'Choshech, between light and darkness, that's number 2. Bein Yisrael L'Amim, Jewish people and the nations, that's number 3. Bein Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh, we explained, if a person was looking to end the bracha right there, he would do between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week. And that's not considered one of the divisions. That's simply considered the conclusion of the bracha. Rashbam says it's put over here because you might conclude the bracha right over here. But if you're not concluding the bracha right over here, then that statement would be pushed to after the divisions that are about to be described. Bein Tomei LaTahar, that's number 4, between things that are pure and impure. Ben Hayom Lecharova, between the sea and the dry land, which the Gemara will explain is a mistake. It doesn't really belong here because in the Torah you won't find such a division described. Ben Mayim Ha'elyonim L'mayim HaTachtonim, the word Vayavdel is used between the upper waters and the lower waters. That would be number 5 in the bracha. Ben Kohanim LaLeviim V'Yisraelim, between the Kohanim, the Leviim, and the Yisraelim, the Gemara at the end will say that's division 6 and 7, Kohanim to Leviim, and Leviim to Yisraelim. V'chosim b'seidah b'reishis, v'achirmon b'yotzeh b'reishis, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, v'chosim b'kaddish Yisrael. There's a discussion how to end the bracha, which we could discuss, but the fact is that the Gemara claims that we enumerated 7. V'im Isa, asks the Gemara, ha-bein hayom l'charova loksiva be-havdalah, between sea and dry land doesn't say havdalah. And the Gemara says, you're right, that's a mistake. Sami mikan ben hayom l'charova, take that out. Yochi ben yom ha-shvil l'shishis imi ha-masanami mein chasimahu batzar chodav v'leko sheva. If you take out the separation between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week, and you take out the one that we just told you between dry land and water, so then you don't have 7 anymore. Amri, and the explanation is, Kohanim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim, Tre Mili, Ninhu. The division of Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim is actually 2 different levels. Levim Yisraelim, it says, Ba'isai Hivdil Hashem Shevet HaLevi, Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi was separated. And Kohanim Levim says, Vayavdel Aaron Lahakdisho Kodesh Kadoshim, that Aaron was separated to be extremely holy, to have the status of a Kohen. Skip one line. Shmuel Omar, how do you finish the bracha? Hamavdil ben kodesh lechol, he who separates between holy and the weekday. So in summation, in original source material, it was brought that you could either do 3 or 7. Our minig is to do the 3. The fourth one that seems to be there is part of the chasima, part of the conclusion of the bracha. And the conclusion of the bracha, as is our minig, is Hamavdil ben kodesh lechol. And the original bracha, abridged, which was mentioned, is sometimes used by us if you need just a quick one, so that a person, let's say, can jump into a car after the right time to go to a destination, and he'll hear Havdalah there. So the abridged Havdalah is Baruch Hamavdil ben kodesh lechol. Yeshikoach, have a great day.